No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. David Kennedy, who's going to be talking about how they're poisoning our drinking water, how they're poisoning us with the mercury fillings in our mouths, and the high officials of the FDA understand this, but they have a different agenda, and there's an intense hatred of humanity and an effort to destroy this country. Many people tend to focus our attention on the external enemy. Oh, the wicked communists, you know. Wicked communists like Fidel Castro. Of course, David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel on a regular basis, and Fidel has come up to visit David Rockefeller and speak at the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you don't believe that, read David Rockefeller's memoirs. He'll tell you all about it. And of course, the wicked Gorbachev, the multiple murderer, the war criminal who started the Afghan War. Why, when he retired, why we gave him offices over there at the Presidio? Communism is not the enemy any more than Nazism was. Our major banks financed the Nazis both before and during the war. In fact, Prescott Bush was even indicted for cooperation with the enemy during the war. Of course, nothing ever came out of it because, of course, he was a member of his Skull and Bones, and they pretty well run Washington, D.C. But the enemy is not external. The enemy is here. And they're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning our food with aspartame and bisphenol. But the water poisoning is a very important issue. And that's why I've asked Dr. Kennedy to come to be with us again. Because you must understand that fluoridated water, water that either uses sodium fluoride or hydrofluosilicic acid, is devastating to people, especially the hydrofluosilicic acid, devastating to blacks, because in areas where they actually use the hydrofluosilicic acid in the water, why the incidence of crime by blacks goes up tremendously, because, of course, we know that the children in those regions, black children, have six times the level of lead in their blood that white children do. And as a result, while one in three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole in those regions today. And where is the outcry from the American people? Well, there is none, because most people have never heard these things. They've never heard of a Sydney Dr. Roger Masters, who's a sociologist at Dartmouth, who's done extensive studies on this. And when I've talked to him and asked him why his information is so poorly understood, he doesn't understand. Of course, the reason is there's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people, which is why I do what I do 5 hours a day. Dr. David Kennedy, it's great to have you with us.
Good morning, Dr. Stan, and thank you for sharing your hour with me, and so we can see if we can get our fellow Americans to pay attention. There are problems in this country.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, there's some serious problems in this country, and they have to do with the Washington, D.C., the regulatory bodies of the United States government are basically using their offices to destroy the nation. They think they're helping business. They think they're helping industry. They think they're helping the other program. In fact, they're destroying the very nation that they've sworn an oath to serve. For example, the product that's added to the water supplies of this country, especially in the West, comes from China, Mexico, and Japan. It's not fluoride. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid. That's a big, long word for sand that has six molecules of fluoride stuck to it. And then when you put it in the water, some of the fluoride comes off, and they say, see, it's good for the little kitties. Well, this molecule is a very unusual molecule, and that if you had a cannon left over from the Civil War that was made out of lead and copper, and you wanted to, you know, get the lead out, that this molecule will extract the lead from brass. It's got a patent on the U.S. in the U.S. Patent Office for doing just exactly that. Well, it doesn't quit doing that when you put it in the water, and so it extracts lead into the bodies of the children. That's different than taking it into the water. It does that too. But it takes the lead that ordinarily would go through the child and not be absorbed and takes it and absorbs it into the child. If you have a child that is good at absorbing calcium or is deficient in calcium intake, like they're poor and they don't have a very good diet, that the amount of lead going into the body goes way up. And what's lead got to do with calcium? Well, lead and calcium look alike. Calcium has two charge, plus plus, and lead does too. So people that absorb calcium well, which are, you know, basically all the milk drinkers, don't absorb as much. So we end up with what's called disproportionate harm to people in this country that absorb large quantities of calcium well. Well, that's an advantage. It prevents osteoporosis. Well, that's only an advantage if you're not putting some silicon fluoride in the water. And for years, many of my colleagues have been reluctant to mention that because there is a group in this country that would say, well, you know, it's harming the African-Americans and Hispanic kids more than the Caucasians, so that's okay. Well, it's not okay because it harms the Caucasians too, and so it destroys the nation as a result, and that's the problem. We're all in this boat together, and we all have to protect all of the children in all of our country so that we can lead the world. If you damage a child with lead, you lose your place in the world because you lower the whole overall IQ. So if you think of the intelligence of the human condition as more or less a bell-shaped curve where there's a hump in the middle for everybody's around 100, and then there's a few people over here on the right around Steve Jobs' level, and then there's a few people over here on the left, Bubba Gump. And so we've got the middle is shifts to the left. So we have a lot more people that are on the left-hand side of the curve that have difficulty reading, learning, can't write, have difficulty getting the letters to line up straight. That is what our nation looks like today. I when I was a kid, I went to a one-room schoolhouse. And I can tell you that of the 28 children in that room, not one of us couldn't read because I was in the first grade and you had to stand up and you had to see Tom run, see Tom do this and that. And each child in that class got up and read every single day. So there was no learning disorder. We were just doing fine, but we were drinking well water and we weren't exposed to silicon fluoride. And so now you go in the room, what is it, one out of six? You know, so there should have been four or five kids in that class that couldn't read or had any difficulty, but there wasn't.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy, and we're simply talking about the fact most people don't even know that they're not putting sodium fluoride in the water. They're putting in sodium hydrofluoride, and basically, of course, this is a waste product of fertilizer manufacture, and basically, of course, we're using so much of it now, we have to import it from China. Now, in China, they do everything they can to get fluoride out of their drinking water because they know it lowers intelligence and has a profound impact on the health of the children. And certainly, Dr. Kennedy even went to China, took pictures of the children in the schools where they didn't have fluoride in the water, their children where they in schools where they did have fluoride in the water, all the difference in the world in the children. It has a profound impact on their mind. So the Chinese actually ship us the sodium hydrofluoric acid that basically that they produce there as a byproduct of the fertilizer industry or certainly refining uranium. They actually ship us their product over here. They get paid for it. Otherwise, it's very hard to dispose of. You can't dump it in the ocean. It's too toxic. You can't put it in the water. Put it in the river. It's too toxic. So we add it to the water supply, and we poison our children, and they know what they're doing, but they don't want the public to know. And one of the big things that this hydrofluosilicic acid does is to decrease fertility. Why do you think so many women have difficulty conceiving children today? Well, very simply because the hydrofluosilicic acid decreases fertility in women and decreases the sperm count in men. They're actually able to count the difference in what happens to the sperm count if you are in a community where you have fluoride in your drinking water. But the last thing they want is the American people to know. And because they control the media, why, you're never going to hear this discussed on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Time Magazine, Newsweek Magazine. The last thing they want is for the American people to know that they're poisoning our children. Go right ahead, David.
Yeah, if you make a big noise about it, all you do is you get called bad names. Well, you know, in science, it's about, what the numbers add up to. It's not about what names they want to call you. That's public relations. And that you mentioned China, that the one of the hosts of the conference that I attended in China was Xin Guofan. He's the director of the medical school there in Shenyang. And I just happened to notice that Xin Guofan and Choi and another scientist, two other scientists actually at Harvard, have done a detailed review, and it was published in the National Institute of Health Environmental Health Perspectives online. You can look it up free. C-H-O-I is the lead author. And they basically reviewed over 100 animal studies and 100 human studies. And then on the human studies and the animal studies, they separated out the ones that were absolutely perfect by research standards, you know, where they controlled for other variables and so forth, education to parents and concurrent exposure to lead and other things. And they showed that exposure to fluoride lowered the IQ of children. Now, they could say, well, this is a study from that country, this is a study from that country. But when in our country, you take all the studies together and take only the very best 23 of them in human studies and 100 animal studies, it is confirmed that fluoride lowers the IQ of children. And one of the animal studies was by Mullinex, showed that if the mother is exposed during pregnancy to exactly the same level of fluoride in her blood that a child in a dental chair gets when they get a topical fluoride treatment from the hygienist, you know, where they paint the kid's teeth with fluoride, they used exactly that same level in the pregnant rats, and they produced a permanently damaged offspring. That means that today you need to refuse topical fluoride treatment in the dental office and say, no, 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 I don't want that. And that, you know, you get the dentist arguing with you. I had a lady the other day said that, and the dentist just jumped on her and started yelling at her and going off on her. And she finally said, well, you know, it's neurotoxic, and I'm pregnant, and I don't want to expose my fetus. And he said, oh, that's not true. And she referred him to Choi. And then he apologized to her. But, you know, ignorance is bliss. And, somebody comes up with, you know, what they say is just a little tiny bit of data can ruin a perfectly good theory. And that's the theory is it's beneficial to teeth. The fact is it's bad for brains. So, you know, which would you rather have? You know, it's not even really that choice because it's a fake program for teeth. It doesn't do anything to help teeth. There's lots of things that do help teeth. And, you know, if you really wanted to talk about preventive dentistry, I wrote a book on the subject. There's a whole world of things out there that can make mouths healthy. And that I did it for 30 years in my practice. It's not difficult to completely arrest tooth decay and stop gum disease and reverse it. It's completely preventable and reversible. But it's not from putting hazardous waste in the water supply. That is a fake program. And, you know, if you had, you know, a ton of, you know, horse manure to get rid of, you know, you'd say, well, put it in the water. It's good for your teeth. You know, you'd think I was, you know, crazy to say that kind of stuff. Well, they think I'm crazy because I don't want to put hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is contaminated with arsenic, lead, cadmium, mercury, and a potpourri of other things in the public drinking water. I think that is insane. And so does all of Europe. That, you know, the only place they're using any significant amount of silico fluoride in the public drinking waters is in Southern Ireland. Northern Ireland does not. And so there's a nice new study that just compared, six different cancers, leukemia, breast, bladder, prostate, and all of them are high in Southern Ireland where they put the silico fluoride in the water. All of them are low in Northern Ireland. Now, why is a study of an island particularly interesting? Because if you're on an island, and I've been there, and it takes 5 hours to take the ferry from Scotland over to Belfast. So, you know, not a lot of people are traveling 5 hours a day to go get some water from Scotland, which also doesn't put fluoride in the water supply. So if you're on that island, almost all of the beer that you drink, including the Guinness, almost all of the beverages that you drink are tea, have fluoride in them, and then it's silico fluoride. And so that increases the cancer rate in those countries to do that dramatically. So we get all this rhetoric about, the cost of Medicare, the cost of health care. Well, why is it so high? It's because people are falling over with all kinds of cancer. I use two hands to list the number of people I know that have some kind of horrible health problem. Well, in this country, what happened to the old days when people just lived to be a nice old age and didn't have all this, you know, two handfuls of pills and keeling over it? What I saw the paper the other day, Olympian died at 52. My goodness, isn't there something wrong with that? And there is something wrong with that. We have a very toxic nation. Dr. Stan was talking about infertility. Well, you know, infertility is one of the barometers of how poisoned the mother and or the father is. And there's a nice new study now just out. They should do a meta-analysis like they did on IQ. But it's also showing that the number of sperm go down, the more fluoride you expose the rats to. Well, you know, that's just those pesky little rats. Well, let me explain to you about a rat. Is it at 5 milligrams per kilogram will kill any human being? A rat takes 100 to 120 milligrams to kill half the rats. So you, if you're using a rat as an experimental vehicle, that rat is really tough and can take fluoride like you wouldn't believe. That's why it's rat poison, but it's hard to kill a rat with fluoride. On the other hand, it's easy to kill a human with fluoride. And that even when you give a rat just about the same amount of fluoride that we're giving the little kitties on the baby on a bottle, that it lowers the sperm count. Well, you know, that's probably not a good sign, is it? Talk about babies on a bottle. Is it all of the research? Everybody admits that a baby on a bottle with the water has fluoride in it gets way too much fluoride because babies are supposed to be exposed to no fluoride. And I'll say that again. And if you don't believe me, go get a tube of toothpaste and read what it says. It says, keep out of reach of children. Okay? Children. Keep out of reach of children. And so babies, of course, usually drink breast milk. And so you look at breast milk, human breast milk, and even animal breast milk, unless they're on antibiotics. Some of the antibiotics contain fluoride and comes out in the breast milk. But human breast milk has almost no fluoride in it. And so that's what human babies are supposed to be drinking. Well, you know, when you put tap water and powder together, you're giving the baby a concoction that is not anywhere near what that baby should be drinking. So mothers, listen up. Don't give your babies tap water formula. It will poison the kid. And then you'll wonder why you have to read them through school and they can't learn to read and write. And they take an axe and chop up the family dog. You know, this is abnormal behavior. It's linked to fluoride exposure. They can even cut up rats that were exposed to fluoride and show that their brain is permanently damaged. So that's not a good thing. So stop it. It's not good for our country. It's not good for your family. And so figure out where the fluoride is coming into your house and get rid of it. You can get fluoride from vegetables. Yeah, because it's used widely as a pesticide because fluoride has been detoxified in the minds of the public. They think, oh, it's the same thing I brush my teeth with. Well, it shouldn't be. You know, you can get lots of good toothpaste at a health food store if you want to use toothpaste. But you know what? The maker put exactly what the maker wanted you to brush your teeth with in your mouth every day, and it's called saliva. Saliva has all the ingredients your teeth need. What you need to do is to knock the scum off, and that you can do with a toothpick, you can do it with a toothbrush, you can do it with dental floss. You got to get the scum off and keep those teeth shiny and clean. That's what keeps them from rotting, and that saliva is very beneficial in that. If you've got an infection, like gum disease or tooth decay, you can add a little dab of iodine to your toothbrush and really nuke those bacteria that are eating your teeth. And then you've got saliva and iodine, and that's even better. So there are lots of things you can do to make your mouth healthy. And one of them is not put Chinese, Mexican, Japanese, and Florida hazardous waste in the water supply. And that's the program that the United States Public Health Service has been advocating since 1945. Be aware, these are the same people that were injecting innocent civilians with plutonium, uranium, thorium, polonium, radioactive lead in 1945 and 6. So these are mass murderers. They have, unfortunately, you can't convict them of that because they're dead. But the records of their transgressions are now in a book called The Plutonium Files, which got a Pulitzer Prize. And they gave pregnant mothers at Vanderbilt what they called a cocktail, and it was basically radioactive isotopes because they wanted to trace the radioactivity through the mother and see if it went into the fetus. And this is 1945-46. This is Frankenstein stuff. And this was our United States government, the Manhattan Project, the Energy Department. They were poisoning American citizens with radioactivity at the same time they're promoting we put silico fluoride in the water. Well, what's the connection? Silico fluoride is a byproduct of making nuclear weapons. They had a ton of it, or actually hundreds of tons. What Bill Hersey said, they get rid of 500,000 tons a year in our water supply now. 500,000 tons of silico fluoride are dumped in the water supplies of this nation. And that so they had to get rid of it. And so, you know, it wasn't too big a stretch to say, well, we'll tell the kiddies it's good for their teeth and go promote it. And that's what they've done. What's funny about it, and if you want to call it funny, is that they've got all the dentists sucked in because dentists don't understand science. they don't understand science at all because they're trained like carpenters, and they're told, oh, this is the way we grind a hole in a tooth, and this stuff is good for you, and so forth. If you want to stump the dentist, ask them this question. What dose of fluoride do you recommend? And they'll come back with one part per million. Well, one part per million is not a dose. Dose is always ounces per pound or milligrams per kilogram. It's weight for weight. And it's not the amount in the water. It's how much of that water you drink divided by your weight. So that's called dose. And they won't be able to answer that. But if they were able to answer that, they would realize that the dose that a baby receives on a bottle grossly exceeds the dose that's known to cause harm. And that's the point that they have to be made aware of, is the fact that they're making a recommendation for a systemic exposure to a poison at a level that's known to cause harm. Who says that kind of stuff? That would be the National Academies of Science, the scientific arm of Congress. In 2006, and you can get this document for free from the Fluoride Alert website, and it basically went through, and I would direct your attention to the table on 8-2 if there's anybody that likes to look up numbers. And they'll look, and there, 8-2, the dose is written like you'd write a penny. So a penny
hold
for
that thought, David.
Poison
hold
the
thought.
Thyroid.
Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes. Beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And certainly, Dr. Kennedy, would you like to tell our listeners where they can go to get information? I know you don't have a website, but you have several places that you refer people to. Let me just comment for our listeners.
Probably if you're looking for a dentist or a physician, somebody knowledgeable on the fluoride and mercury issue that will not poison your children and help you become unpoisoned. And then I'll spell this like a pilot might spell out the call letters. It's I, India, O, Oscar, Alpha, I, A, O, Alpha, M is in Mike, and T is in Tango, IAOMT.org. And that's the website of the International Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology. It's their initials. You can just figure it out. But IAOMT is, you can put in your area code or your zip code and find a dentist or a physician near you that you can go and get, the mercury out of your teeth and they won't use fluoride to treat your children. At least most of them won't. Sometimes you have to yell at them because not everybody takes all the courses that we offer. But anyway, that's the place where people can go to find a dentist that's and a physician that's knowledgeable about toxics in the oral medicine field. Another website, and I mentioned it earlier, is fluoridealert.org. If you happen to type in fluoridealert.com, you'll get the American Dental Association. So that tells you how powerful the people promoting this are. Is that instead of allowing the internet to be a free place where people can discuss issues and show scientific literature like the National Academies of Science, the proponents took up all the websites around Fluoride Alert so that if you happen to type in com or net, you would accidentally be redirected to their advocacy for silica fluoride in the public water supply. But if you search under silica fluoride on their websites, you won't find it because they're not telling you what they're putting in the water supply, because that would make you question the wisdom of that behavior. Instead, they say it's approved by. Well, that's public relations. It's approved by. So those are the
site to go to is fluoridealert.org. Fluoridealert.org. Go right ahead, David.
And people can't spell fluoride. It's F-L-U-O-R-I-D-E. And if you don't know how to spell it, get a tube of toothpaste. But it's a F-L-U-O-R-I-D-E. And so anyway, that's the Google of help. But anyway, that's the good news is that we have, and that's the most scientific website out there is the Fluoride Alert. Is they've got the new Choi research showing lower IQ is there. You can get it, or you can get it for free online from the Environmental Health Perspectives. That's a published journal from the National Institute of Health. So these are not, made up kind of stuff. This you can get some pretty made up stuff on the internet. Well, the made up stuff on the internet is that fluoride's good for you, because every single study that's ever been done on fluoride found that it caused some kind of harm. There was no lower limit where they did not find fluoride caused harm. I was talking about rats that takes 100 milligrams per kilogram to kill half the rats, and it takes 5 milligrams per kilogram to kill all the humans. And when they give the rats the same amount of fluoride that there is in the water in Denver, one part per million, made from pure sodium fluoride, and it's actually in almost all the major cities in the United States, one part per million, the rats had lesions in their brain, arteries, and kidneys at the end of 52 weeks compared to the lucky little control rats that got to drink distilled water. So, when they say, oh, it's been proven safe, you say, well, it's really bad for rats, isn't it? So anyway, the lies never end, and they're right now trying to push it into the water of Wichita, Kansas, because Wichitaans have refused it repeatedly, so they're back again. They're a government program. They have salaries that they're collecting, handsome salaries with handsome retirements, and their job, they see, is to go out and promote fluoride in the water. Every Indian reservation in this country has fluoride added to it. Every military base in this country has fluoride added to it. So what's going on here is that they've got a lot of the stuff to get rid of, and so where the government controls, such as the Indian reservation, their captive audience, they insist that they put fluoride into their water supply. Oh, well, it's because the Native Americans have such bad teeth. No, it's because the American military has so much of this stuff to get rid of. That's why they're really doing it. But they'll tell you some other story. It's got nothing to do with the teeth of the children. It damages. 41% of the children show fluoride damage to their teeth. And it's a modeling. It's a little white spots on the teeth that eventually turn brown or darker color because it's porous enamel. Well, you've got to be crazy to think you can give a baby a poison so that when their permanent teeth come in, they've got spots on them, and that didn't harm any other organ in that baby's body. That must be the smartest poison in the world. It just circulated around that baby's bloodstream, and it went by all these organs, and it seemed to find only one, the teeth. No, it damaged all the organs, including the brain, and you can see it in their teeth. 41% of the children in America today have visible spots on their teeth, and that means that we've grossly overdosed the infants and the children in this country. Those spots have to be made while the tooth is forming, and that's from birth to age 8. So if you see spots on your children's teeth, the permanent teeth, then that child was overdosed with fluoride, and the antidote to that is a diet that's rich in calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, selenium, and iodine. So write that down. Is it the antidote? And everybody in this country should be taking the antidote every day. It's calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, selenium, and iodine. Selenium, 200 micrograms. Not too much selenium. Selenium is essential for preventing cancer. It is too much of it will poison you with selenium. So it's like everything else. In the right amount, it's beneficial. Calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, selenium, and iodine. And that's exactly what the dentists say. Oh, well, Dr. Kennedy's talking about too much fluoride. Well, I can bring you back to my rats. One part per million fluoride in the water of the rats from pure sodium fluoride damaged the brain, arteries, and kidneys of that rat. So what dose of fluoride do you recommend for babies? That's the point. Is it? It's not too much. Any is too much. It's exactly like lead. The smallest amount of lead they can expose children to damages that child. So when you put silica fluoride in the water, you're actually sucking lead into the bodies of the children. That's the other story, is that it's not fluoride. It's hydrofluosilicic acid. Hydro, water, fluo, fluoride, silicic, sand, and it's acidic. And it'll eat through concrete. It'll eat through steel. It is a nasty, nasty chemical. They can't even transport it in stainless steel drums. They've got to line the drums with either a rubber, 1-inch tire rubber is what they put in the tankers that they haul this stuff. And that and every year they take that rubber out, and I talk to the guy at the hazardous waste dump, and he said, "Oh, God, you don't have any of that." And I said, "No, I don't have any of that. But I was just wondering what you're doing." He said, "Oh, that stuff we have to put on a spacesuit." And after a year, this 1-inch thick rubber liner becomes, he said, it's like a cookie. It'll just crumble. But he said, don't let the dust get on you because it'll kill you. But anyway, so that's how they transport it from Florida.
Hold on, thought. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. They're poisoning our children. They know what they're doing. They have an intense hate for America. We'll be back in just a moment.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
And here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. And it's so difficult for people to realize, to accept the fact that they are intentionally poisoning our children, but they're doing it certainly with the aspartame, which is in some 6,000 to 7,000 products, 6,000 products in America. And most of those are aimed at children, children's vitamins, children's chewing gum, all sorts of things you give to children are certainly poisoned with aspartame. And then the same thing is true as far as the water is concerned. The vaccines we give our children contain mercury. They know what they're doing. They contain aluminum. Of course, they're poisoning us with their spraying and the aluminum in the soil and the water in the air. David, are we making any progress in getting the American people to rise up and stop this effort to destroy our children?
Well, Dr. Stan, I wish I could say we were. I think the biggest progress we made was we got the National Academy of Science to say that, what level causes harm. And, you know, a penny's worth causes harm, and a baby on a fluoridated tap water formula bottle gets a quarter's worth, so 25 times more. So that's the step in science, and I suppose that's the first step. And but no, the liars are still out there. You know, they rejected it in Portland, but they're back. They rejected it in Wichita, and they're back. And that's because they've got it in the water of San Diego and Los Angeles and New York City and Kansas City and Denver. They've got it in all the major cities because they go, they lie, and that the citizens that fall asleep or don't get there or basically are, as I've been to the city council many times, I get ignored. And that if you can see me being ignored on YouTube, it's called Fluoridation Advocate Admits Poisoning Babies. I gave my poison baby talk that you guys just heard a minute ago, and then the city council president said, there's eight doctors lined up here. All you doctors, tell me, what is it about this baby being overdosed that this yo here says? And I tried to respond. He says, no, I've heard from you, Dr. Kennedy. I want to hear from these eight physicians and experts from the Salk Institute and Scripps. And I want to hear from all of those people in Rady's Children's Hospital in San Diego. I want to hear from all those people. And they all looked at each other like a deer in the headlight, and they pushed the Mr. Pollack, the lobbyist, up. And Mr. Pollack gets up and does a two-step and says, babies should be breastfed. Well, why is that? Because God's perfect food for the baby comes out of the mother. You can poison the mother to death, and it doesn't come out in her breast milk. So he basically ended up saying, and you should use distilled water to feed the make up the formula for the baby. Well, excuse me? Then they turned to each other and said, well, all in favor of putting silicon fluoride in the water supply, say aye. And it passed. All but one voted for it. So, you know, it after they were told it was too much for a baby. And I don't know what these people think they're running for office for, but it certainly is not to represent you and my interests. That, you know, they're representing something else, and it's got nothing to do with you and me. Because when you hear that it'll poison the baby, and then you say, okay, let's go ahead and do it, there's something wrong with the way you're thinking.
Right. Who's calling in?
This is Irving from Denver.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, Dr. Kennedy, the new products that they're using to fill cavities, are they safe? And where can we go to find information out on the new amalgams that they're filling cavities with?
Well, the new amalgam is just as bad as the old amalgam, actually a little worse. Amalgam means a mixture of mercury. And so most people don't understand there. You don't want any mercury in your teeth. So
right.
The new stuff is just as bad as the old stuff. All of them link mercury. That what you need to be fixing teeth with are what are called composites. And in my practice, we avoided the composites that leaked what's called bis-GMA. If the Canada just recently banned any bisphenol A in water bottles and stuff like that, and baby bottles where you find it all the time. So, there are composites that don't contain that. I didn't quite hear your question.
If they're using the word amalgam, stay away from it because it doesn't.
You betcha. Amalgam is there's a horribly unethical study that there's actually two of them. Done by the National Institute of Dental Research, and that they should be shamed. They took a bunch of orphans and poor people, and they put mercury in half of them, and the other half, some of the children already had mercury fillings, and then they tracked them for the next 7 years, and then they said, see, no problem. And that, you know, we didn't believe their research, and another group of researchers took the data, and they said, well, you know, we know these children. We know exactly how many fillings they had. There's no reason to put 250 children in one sample. You've got individual control of how many fillings he's got. And so they laid the data out in a linear fashion. So if the kid had one filling, they went over here on the left, and they had two, they went here, and three, they went here. And some of these poor children had 15, 20 fillings. So when you lay it out like that, what you see is your kidney damage in the children that had more fillings, and you lay it out and you do neurological tests and you see more neurological damage the more fillings you do. So they've now got case-controlled studies of children showing that the more fillings they get, the more damaged they become. One out of nine people in America today need a kidney treatment or have impaired kidney function. One out of nine. Well, how much of that is because of the mercury fillings in their teeth? How much of it is because of the fluoride in the drinking water? I don't know. But the solution
One more question. I had amalgams put in when I was in the military at 22, 23 years old. What should I replace that with if I have my amalgams taken out?
Well, it could have been me putting them in, too. I apologize. That's all the military uses. I was in the
right.
Navy. I used to do about 50, 75 of those a day. If you watch YouTube channel, it's called Safer Amalgam Removal, and it talks about the important thing is that there's still about 750 milligrams of mercury in each one of those fillings. And so grinding it out and feeding it to you can destroy your kidneys or your brain. There's one lady I met that had developed Parkinson's, and another physician developed what's called idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy just from having those fillings removed. So it's not a benign process.
Well,
when
what
you
do
get
you
them
replace
out,
it with, David? What do
you should be protected. And that they should be replaced with a plastic composite. And if it's a really big filling, I used what are called indirect composites. That's where they're put in an oven and baked, and it makes them much harder, much more durable, and last much longer. So that's the something that is biocompatible. And that there are, I gave the International Academy of Oil Medicine and Toxicology website.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
God bless. Thanks very much, David. We'll talk to you real soon.
Bye-bye.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, and basically it's so vitally important you have the information on how they're poisoning your children. We have a talk. It's called The Hidden Agenda. It's available on DVD. And the syllabus with that is excellent. It's very large. It's got a lot of great government information, information from the Fluoride Alert website. So you need to get both the talk, The Hidden Agenda, and the DVD. Now, we then, pardon me, and the syllabus. We have several DVDs that Dr. Kennedy did as he traveled around the country interviewing people, went to China, certainly went to the areas where they fluoridated the water and the areas they didn't fluoridate the water. And it's heartrending to see the children who really, in the areas where they fluoridated the water, what had happened to their minds. The children are, their affect is bland. They're unresponsive. Whereas in the areas where they don't fluoridate the water, the children were happy and laughing. They're destroying the minds of our children, ladies and gentlemen. They're destroying the minds of our children, and here in America, we're poisoning specifically the blacks, which is why in the areas where they fluoridate the water with hydroflow silicic acid, one in every three young black men, 21 to 31, in prison, probation, or parole, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know, and you say this couldn't be true. If it were true, we'd know. We have books available through Radio Liberty on water fluoridation. We have the DVDs. We have four tape sets on water fluoridation, and they're poisoning our children. Do you care? Get the information. I don't care where you get it from. Get the information, go down to your city council, and over and over and over again, petition them and bring lawsuits and get this into court. The information is there. And the doctors have been lied to. The dentists have been lied to. And I know I fought these sort of things within organized medicine for almost 14 years when I led the delegation from my county to the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association. And the doctors are not allowed to know because they're being programmed, and the dentist the same way. But you need to understand the deleterious effects of fluoride and specifically of hydroflow silicic acid. And I suspect that in your area, if they fluoridate the water, why your officials have no idea what they're even putting in the water. But hydroflow silicic acid does terrible things. You need to get the material from Dr. Roger Masters at Dartmouth, the sociologist, who did the studies that showed, of course, the effect on criminal activity and why, of course, so many young black men are in prison today. And it's because we're poisoning them. And do you care? And, of course, that gets into the fact that if you add the hydroflow silicic acid to the drinking water and you check the blood levels of lead in children, and they've done this on 450,000 children. Why, of course, the level of lead doubles in white children, goes up four times in Hispanic children, and six times in black children. Racial or genetic differences, but of course, they carried over then into criminal activity. And you compare the areas where they use the hydroflow silicic acid in the water and the areas they don't, and see the marked increase in criminal activity. in the areas where they're poisoning the minds of our black children. Get involved, ladies and gentlemen. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. We have Dr. Masters' work. 1-800-544-8927. Talk to Dr. Masters. Get interviews with him. Pray for him. Pray for revival. But you're not involved. Until tomorrow at the same time. Beautiful.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide